When people looked at the Senate election a year or so ago, they saw Democrats with so many seats to defend, there was no way Democrats were going to keep control of that chamber. Last night, they did. NPR's David Wellner explains how.
The headline may be that Democrats remain in charge of the Senate, but the story of this year's Senate races is largely about women. A record 18 of them contested Senate seats, and in three states, Hawaii, California, and New York, the Democrats and Republicans on the ballots were all women. Democrats won all three. It was also a night of firsts for women, nowhere more so than in Wisconsin, where Democratic Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin defeated former Republican Governor Tommy Thompson.
Now, I am well aware that I will have the honor to be Wisconsin's first woman U.S. Senator.
To which she added,
and I am well aware that I will be the first openly gay member.
And here in Missouri, Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill easily won re-election by beating GOP Congressman Todd Akin. He'd been considered a shoo-in to win the seat until he declared in August that a woman could resist becoming pregnant in cases of what he called legitimate rape. Last night, McCaskill chided what she called the political chattering classes who'd earlier forecast her demise.
And they all said, it's over. It's done. It's too red. It's just too red. There is no way that Claire McCaskill can survive. Well, you know what happened? You proved them wrong.
And another Republican Senate candidate in Indiana may have sealed his defeat with remarks about rape. Richard Murdoch, a Tea Party favorite who defeated longtime incumbent Dick Lugar in the GOP primary, lost after declaring that pregnancies resulting from rape are God's will. Even in conceding defeat, he did not back down.
Over the weeks, the months, the years ahead, I will look back knowing that I was attacked for standing for my principles.
Democratic Congressman Joe Donnelly, who beat Murdoch, said people in his state opted for bipartisan cooperation.
We have a tradition in Indiana, in the United States Senate. And that tradition are people like Richard Lugar and Evan Bayh, who work together, whose only focus is on what's right for our country.
One bright spot for Republicans last night was Nebraska, where GOP rancher and state senator Deb Fischer won the seat occupied by retiring Democrat Ben Nelson. In Arizona, Republican Congressman Jeff Flake won the seat being vacated by Republican Senator John Kyle and vowed to keep crusading for fiscal austerity.
We have to go back to Washington and make sure that first the Senate passes a budget. And then second, that we stick to that budget and make sure that we don't pile on more debt for our kids and our grandkids.
But Democrat Elizabeth Warren, who last night defeated Massachusetts Republican Senator Scott Brown, had a very different message.
To all the seniors who deserve to retire with the security they earned, we're going to make sure your Medicare and Social Security benefits are protected and that millionaires and billionaires pay their fair share.
And despite being outspent nearly 3-1 by GOP challenger Josh Mandel and groups supporting Mandel, Ohio Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown got reelected. Last night, Brown derided the Supreme Court decision that opened the floodgates of unlimited campaign spending.
Citizens United might be a new name dressed up in an expensive 21st century suit, but it's an old story where a few people, a few very, very rich people, wanted to rig the system for themselves.
Although Democrats did far better last night than expected, less clear is whether the gridlock Senate they've been in charge of will also do better. David Wellner, NPR News, St. Louis.